This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
No, I didn't look that way. Seriously, I'm not despicable. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me, and thanks so much for taking your time with me, and thanks just getting involved in the conversation. I appreciate it a lot more than you guys can imagine. You know, I've got a lot going on here tonight. We're going to, David Fisher's going to join me. And I told you that when it comes to money, when it comes to understanding what's going on with your money, and I don't know about you guys, but I was never taught to be an expert on money. Right? I grew up in the 70s, you know, free drugs, free sex, free rock and roll, and money was secondary. People who wanted money, they were sick people. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what we were taught. And we all know that that's not true. We know that, you know, if you want to be financially stable today, you really got to understand how to handle your money. So David Fisher will join us later on, and we're going to talk about your money. We're going to talk about what it takes, how money moves. This isn't the normal stock report. This isn't the one we get every week where we talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on and that kind of stuff. We're going to talk strictly, specifically talk about the how money moves through the system. Things that should tickle your ears when you hear them saying, you know, something's happening in the market or what have you. And I think it's a good time to hear this. So you know where to put it. You know where to save it. You know what to do with it. And I'm having a lot of fun with the latest news that's out. Seriously.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
And that, well, actually, I was trying to get the soundtrack from Mueller out there. Now looking at President Trump's tweets to see if this is an obstruction of justice. I love the hypocrisy of this team. And we all called it. You're seeing it happen more and more and more and more and more. He's out there. Mueller's out there looking under every rock, everything, trying to tie the president to something. And it's not going to happen. I'm not joking. It's not going to happen. Because they're looking at his tweets. They're looking at his sexual escapades from 10 years ago. Are we serious about this? Who really ever thought that we were going to get... you had Comey, Mueller, and Rosenstein. Who really thought, you know, and tying it up in a little nice, neat package is Jeff Sessions and his little nice, this is just irritating as heck. I know some of you are irritated as I am. When you look at this whole package, and that is what it is. It's a Democrat package. Sessions is handing the Democrats, or had handed the Democrats, what they were looking for. There is no way in God's creation, when you see what these guys are going after, can somebody please send me, right? Can somebody please send me an email showing me a direct connection, collusion connection between Trump and Putin? Anybody. You can't do it. You can talk about meetings. You can talk about what he said. You can talk about what he did. Which most of you know to be hypocrites about, because you're not, you had no problem with some of these same things going on when Obama did it, when Clinton did it. Do you realize that Clinton, Obama, and Bush all met with Putin, all met with the Russian president, all tried to work something out, all tried to get things done, and nobody had a problem with that? And it's clear, it's the hate that you have for Trump. That's what's driving us. And you're not being honest with yourself if you say it's otherwise. And when you talk about Obama as a whole, you loved the man. And you loved your party enough, more than the country, not to call him out on anything. Yet he was caught in plenty of lies. Do you understand that what he did And some of you in the left have said to me, well, it was their money anyway. Well, you know what? Does that give you a right to break the law? I'm not joking. I'm serious. So what you're saying is when it's your cause, when you believe it to be just, when you believe it to be right, when you believe it to be true, you on the left feel like it's okay to break the law. The law doesn't apply. When President Obama flew money, and here's the funny thing about it. He just by coincidence, some of the Iranian prisoners that they had, hostages, prisoners, whatever you want to call them, were sitting in a plane on a tarmac waiting to take off. But nobody knows what they were waiting for. They weren't waiting for fuel. They had been topped off. And then all of a sudden, when the American planes landed, or when the planes landed, they had all that cash on it from America that President Obama had approved, had sanctioned, had given his blessing to. Somehow, miraculously, whatever was holding up that other plane with the American hostages in it took off, came back to America. And all of a sudden, Obama's a hero. Trump has got plenty of prisoners released. But to the left, he's no hero. He's a treason. He's committed treason. President Obama met with Putin. He didn't commit treason. President Trump meets with Putin. He commits treason. Do you understand it's against federal law to hand cash to another country to move money like that? And Obama admitted he broke the law. He said it was illegal. It was the only way we get to the money to them because it was illegal to wire cash or wire that money to a country we had sanctions against, to a country that was on a terrorist list. So he decided, as the dictator as he was from time to time, he decided that he was going to move that money on his own. Isn't that wonderful? What's that tell you? What's that say about him and his character? And it's not the only one. We can go through this all day long if you want to keep your doctor. Remember that one? Wouldn't cost you any more money. It would be that your health care plan would be as much money as a, what was it? Cell phone bill. That was it. Your cell phone bill. But he didn't say whether that was one cell phone or five on the same bill. I mean, we didn't get any of that. And yet, they're okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, don't go far. David Fisher really is going to explain how money moves, how your money moves, and how you should take care of it. And you need to know this. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. Their truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
With one of my favorite guests to have on the show, David Fisher, joined us. Now, we've been going through a series because David and I have been talking over the year, over the month, over the years, and I said, look, we need to get back to basic finances. A lot of people don't really understand how money moves. They don't understand finances. They don't understand any of this stuff. And it's really sad because even I remember years ago, my dad trying to explain debit cards to me. What a bad idea they were. And because you don't, you know, it's too easy to spend the money. I never really understood that. And then I saw so many people, you know, if there's an ATM balance and you have money, forget the bills you got coming in. And it's just a mindset. And if you don't understand how money works, you don't understand how to put some away, you got to constantly be chasing what is referred to as the almighty dollar. And it's not a good place to be. And David always gives us good information as to how we can help ourselves be secure financially. And David, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate you taking the time out of the norm of the day, right, to go over the basics. We need to do a reset on the basics. You agree?
Well, this is just like, you know, if you're going to play basketball, you got to know the basics of basketball or any sport, any career. There's basics in it, you know, cooking, you fill in the blank, radio. There's the basics when it comes to money. And if you don't understand the basics in any of the categories, it's going to have a hard time getting your arms around it. So I'm thankful that you allow me to go over some of the basics. This is being the third of the part of three series. We're going to have a little repeat. But, I'm excited because people perish for lack of knowledge or wisdom, the Bible says. And Amen. I want to empower people with that.
Amen. Listen. But, you know, it's really because you swore earlier on the show, you know, in one of the other
segments. Hey, come on. Don't be saying that now.
You used the R
word. I quoted scripture. I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth here.
You used the R word.
Make sure you clarify what you mean by swear.
I'm going to. You used the R word, that recession word, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, look, I use the F word on a regular basis, right? Feds. I mean, talking about the Fed. And people don't understand. I actually got a couple emails and people didn't realize that the Federal Reserve had nothing to do, for all intents and purposes, with the federal government. So people are picking up stuff. They are learning things. But first, you know, kind of give us a recap to bring us into part three.
So part one and two, we talked about, you know, what is money? How did it evolve to where we're at today? We talked about other forms of money called treasuries. And how does that, why is a treasury created and what's the purpose of it? And how does the Fed relate to all of this intertwinement along with our government and its debt structure and these new ways of investing called derivatives and how that brought the market down before? And we gave an overview. So let's just have a quick recap.
Please.
Money used to be gold and silver. They had to create it by the sweat of the brow, the Bible even says. And it was cumbersome, so they said, let's create paper money. Farmers can deposit that gold and silver in the local bank there, and then they write an IOU note against the wages, and the hired hand takes it down to the bank, and he gets his gold and silver that is on deposit from the cattle owner of the farm. Sounds great in theory until that bank goes out of business or the farmer writes an IOU note, and there was no gold and silver there. That's what they call putting your mark on that note, and it's no good. So, then we went to a federal system of a currency where the government was going to print money. And the government got out of that because they said, you know, let's give over this whole thing to the bankers. They know how to do this better than I, and then we can. And we broke Article 1, Section 8, and the government only has the right to coin money. But they gave it over to the Fed, which is a private corporation that is not federal and it has no reserve. And they start printing money.
That's right.
That was backed by gold. So you used to be able to turn a $20 gold bill in, or $20 bill in for a $20 gold coin that was irreversible, and the purchasing power was a brand new suit for a man. Well, they took the gold off the currency and went to what you call a fractional reserve. You couldn't turn your gold in for money anymore. Or turn your money and paper money in for gold. And Nixon closed that window in 1971. So we took fully gold backing off our currency, and we're in a fractional reserve. We are the world reserve currency, and now all currencies are no longer backed by gold. And I think there's going to come full circle where there's going to be a push here where the world is going to insist upon stability and have some partial backing again. But in the midst of that, we've had turmoil. So treasuries are created because the government overspends money, and we're in $20 trillion in debt. And how do you subsidize an overspending? You got to create a note. It's called a treasury bill that is created against the full faith of government, and that is auctioned off on Wall Street. And that is what is supporting are supplementing our spending problem. And you hope that other countries are going to continue to hold them, although that's a new trend for the last 7-8 years where countries have been backing away from holding our currency, and that's where the problem's going to lie within. But what triggered this whole problem of 2007 was banks started to invest in a thing called derivatives, which is just basically leveraged money, which brought down the system. And we're starting to see the same thing happen in the banking industry again. We're starting to see some similar things happening more aggressive in the treasury market. The treasury is creating more treasuries than any other time in history. And all this is going to converge together, which brings us up to part number three, the big problem that's getting ready to happen. It's not a matter of if anymore. It's a matter of when. We will have another financial problem. We will have, plug your ears, I'm going to swear, we will have a recession.
I get it, and I get that there's cycles. You and I have been talking about this for years. I don't know if people believe it or if they really understand what you mean by cycles. There really is no way to stop the financial cycles in the stock market, right? Because you sometimes it gets ahead of itself. It has to reset a bit. Am I way off on all of this? Can you help me understand?
No, I mean, every market gets ahead of itself. It's just that's what happens towards the end of a bull market. The stock market is ahead of itself right now, and that's why they're saying there could be another correction. Gold got ahead of itself. I mean, it's no different than stocks in it from a market standpoint. It got ahead of itself, and it corrected. Markets, real estate got ahead of itself. It corrected. When markets get too far in front of their skis, so as they say, it's showing signs of correction. If it doesn't, you know, pull back without a major correction. But, you know, this is just how markets operate.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back, and we'll talk a little bit about that R word when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. This is part three of a series with David Fisher on finances, how money moves through the system. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump at the U.S. steel mill in Granite City, touting how he believes his trade policies, including steel tariffs, have helped to bring jobs back there. But the president also spoke on other topics to the crowd of 500 or so, including North Korea.
When I met with President Obama, it sounded like he was ready to go to war with North Korea. It sounded like he was ready to go to war. I said, did you ever speak to him? No. I said, wouldn't it be nice to at least speak?
Although no formal deal is in place yet, President Trump and top administration officials are touting Wednesday's agreement with the European Union to work toward a free trade deal. Republican Senator Richard Shelby says he welcomes the move.
I think that's good news. I've thought all along that tariffs from our side, tariffs on their side is not the answer.
Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. and EU has agreed to begin talks geared toward removing all tariffs and trade barriers imposed on each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We're back with David Fisher, from CEO of Landmark Capital. And David, we're going through what has turned out to be a three-part series. And I've asked David to really just, instead of talking about the business of the day, if you would, talk about how money moves. You know, you need to get a basic understanding of how money moves through the system and how you can protect your dollars and how you can make sure your family's safe in the what may be the upcoming recession that David talked about earlier. But, David, first of all, thanks for being with me. A second, thanks for breaking it down in a way that I would say most of us can understand. Most of us can get a, you know, grasp, if you would, right?
Well, I mean, it's important that everybody understands. It's, you know, if you didn't understand the basics of driving a car, you're going to have a car wreck.
That's true.
If you didn't understand the basics of your occupation, you're not going to do well in your career. And if you don't understand the basics of how markets move in a cycle, and understand where we are in this economic cycle and what drives it or stops it, then you're just going to be tossed and turned by whatever happens to you. So life, you know, people that have a plan usually don't fail in the plan because they have a plan. But let's take a look at what recession really is. And Webster says it's a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity is reduced, generally identified by the fall of the GDP, gross domestic product, that's what GDP means, in two successive quarters. So in other words, when a country, United States, let's say, the GDP falls for two consecutive quarters, that's simply put 6 months, okay? When that happens, that's we're in a recession. So we haven't had two consecutive quarters of fall for a long time.
Right.
And typically recessions happen every 7 or 8 years. Last one we had, 2007. So we've gone 11 years since a recession. So we're well beyond the norm of what a recession is. That's why, as they say, we're ahead of ourselves. We're having some things happening here that triggers a recession. And the number one thing that has triggered a recession before, well, I don't want to say the number one thing. Let me say it this way. 9 times out of 10, this has caused a recession. When the Federal Reserve starts to do something that changes the environment, whatever that is, and we see longer-term rates become lower than shorter-term rates. In other words, the 10-year yield of a Treasury bill becomes lower than a 2-year yield of the Treasury bill. That's starting to happen. Let's put it into perspective here now. Well, the 10-year is at 2.86% in its yield, and the 2-year, I think, is about 2.3. It's gotten closer together within a quarter of a basis point. So it's moved closer by 30% this year, which is a big change, getting closer. When this thing calls inverts, in other words, when the shorter term rates become higher than a longer term rate, that causes a recession 9 times out of 10. And that's what economists, not gold guys, economists are saying this is where we're going. Because the Fed, what's causing that? The short-term rates are going up. The Fed is raising the rates. They're going to raise it for the next couple of years. And when they we're seeing the longer-term rate, the 10-year, not raising. It's actually coming down, which says, the belief says, I don't want to hold this money for 10 years because in 10 years, I think there's going to be a financial turmoil. So the money is telling us, the market is saying, this is going to turn into a problem within the next couple of years when the Fed continues to raise rates, and the Fed spoke today, or spoke recently, and been speaking, saying they're going to continue with this rate hike. There's now a 60% chance of a December rate hike, according to the Fed. They just announced this here recently, and it was just a couple months ago, 34% chance. So the chances of raising rates are getting more stronger, not weaker. So this is going to trigger more than likely a recession. But this time around, I'm not a doomsayer, everybody knows that, Joe. This time around, there's people out there who have nothing to do with gold are saying this is going to be the huge, the biggest recession they've ever had in their lifetime, like Jim Rogers, the guy who wears the funny bow ties. He's a billionaire. He loves America. He's not a, doesn't own a gold company, doesn't tell you to put all your money in the gold or anything like that. He's not a Chicken Little, sky is falling, and I'm not either. But he's saying this is going to be the biggest problem we've ever faced because the world is in the biggest debt structure we've ever faced, which has been led by the American.
So not to interrupt you, but it's not because of anything that Trump is doing. It's not because of it's that the world as a whole, the world economy, is in so much debt, is in a borrowing spiral.
Like I'm going to quote Trump, this should have been taken care of a long time ago. We should have fixed our national debt, $20 trillion, a long time ago. We should have taken our reliance upon Treasury subsidizing our overspending a long time ago. We should have not propagated our citizens going into debt a long time ago. But it's not happened that way. And so this is part of the Federal Reserve problem. This is part of the media problem. This is part of the way the financial industry, unfortunately, works. Because debt has also made America great, but debt is also the thing that will ensnarl us and hold us captive. They're deeper and longer than we ever want to be held, and that's coming up. It has nothing to do with Trump, except for this. President Trump is on a spending mode. Faster than any president in history, yes, faster than Obama at the rate he's going. And the deficit for the government is ballooning faster than it's ballooned in a long time. But he's doing it for a purpose, trying to stimulate the economy, to create tax revenue, to create job growth, to create a healthy America and making America great. Unfortunately, like I said before, it's never worked, not even under Reagan. My dad served Reagan. So it's really the only thing that they can do on this, what you call the supply side. They need to also start the other side of backing down from the overspending. And so far, that's not happened. It's just been the opposite, and he campaigned upon that. So there's an element that Trump is causing more problems with this, but the problem was significantly there already, and he's choosing this path to fix it.
Yeah, and again, it's people need to understand exactly what he said. It really funny that these economic experts for years, I don't know, David, you know better than I do, obviously. You know, why haven't they been screaming from the rooftops? And every economic advisor that comes up under a president, why haven't they been screaming to stop this kind of spending?
Well, human behavior says, I'll take care of it when it's a problem. It's not become a problem yet. I mean, why didn't we take care of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns? Why didn't the government intercede in those two companies? Well, because we have free markets, so it's not a problem of the government, number one. Why didn't they fix Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Well, they're independent, and they were taken over by the government. But, you know, why didn't the banking industry fix that? They said, you know, it wasn't a problem then. But it only took one major domino to cause another domino to fall, and that's what caused the recession in 2007. So we're not in a crisis right now. We're in an uncertainty of the market, which is different from a financial crisis. We were in a financial crisis of 2007 that was triggered by debt, and we never took care of that debt. Like I said, President Trump has said this should have been taken care of a long time ago. He's trying to take care of it in his plan, but unfortunately, the thing is growing so, I mean, $21 trillion of debt is much bigger than 14. I mean, let's think about that for a simple way of putting it, and that's what it was when we had a problem before. And there's more leveraging of money. There's, you know, 700 or so trillion dollars of derivative risk that happened, 680 in 2007, which brought the system down. Now there's 1.5 quadrillion or 1,500 trillion. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. We're two times more debt structure in what caused this problem now happening, and the debt of the world is bigger. There's all this money that's been created by the Fed and the European Monetary Union and the Bank of Japan. We're talking about $45-40 trillion dollars that have been created in this last decade that they got to deal with. And so this is all going to come down when rates get higher. And the euro is going to raise rates starting December of 2019. So they're following the same footpath of the Fed. This is a global problem that's going to be fixed. They got the genie out of the bottle or the baby out of the womb. They can't put it back in.
Wow. Just wow.
So that's why I say get your debt under control. You know, how do you prepare? It's really important. And investing is only thinking into the future.
All right.
That's how simple that is.
Yeah, you got to hold that thought. Some people need to go throw up right now. And but anyway, we got to go for break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. David Fisher will still be with us on the other side.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
All right, we're back at it. This is, I guess, is part three. I've asked David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, to join and talk about finances at a basic level, how money moves, how it affects us, what we need to be watching for. Because I really want you guys to understand. I want you to know and see how your money moves and what you need to do to protect it. Because ultimately, seriously, let's think about this. You are not experts in money. I'm not an expert in money. You know, I know some of you do fix your own car, but you know, a lot of you don't have experts in air conditioning to fix your air conditioning unit, or your electricians or plumbers. You go to the experts. You need to do the same thing with your finances. We need to go to the experts to find out what it is we need to do. And that's why I you know, David Fisher is a trusted entity on the show. I trust David. My family's done business with David. He's not just a sponsor, but I'm one of his clients. So, and I haven't heard from anybody. If you've done business with David, I'd love to hear from you as to what your experience was like. So, David Fish has joined us. He's here with us now. David, thanks for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you've taken to do this, because this is not selling for you. This is actually helping people. You're teaching a class here. I think we should charge like $300 an episode, but that's just my personal opinion. Because you don't get this in school anymore. This is Economics 101 isn't really taught in school anymore like it used to be in the 70s when I was going to school.
They didn't even teach us how to balance a checkbook. My dad had taught me that one. So, unfortunately, the head of Ford said, if everybody knew today was instructed on how the Federal Reserve actually works, there would be a revolt in the morning. So, I mean, it's, now it's Henry Ford said that, when he was alive. So, and I'm paraphrasing, I can get the exact quote. I said it on session part two, I think it was. But, I'm not against the Fed and I'm not against our government, but against when they overstep their boundaries and they start to impact free markets and they do things that what they're not created to do. And I'm against debt structures, because debt has always been the thing that has caused problems in every economy. In every family, every situation, every corporation, it leads us down a road that you don't want to go. I mean, it's okay to have manageable debt, but, we're not in an environment where this is a manageable thing right now. We should be paying down our debt, not going into debt in the latter part of this market cycle. So what magnifies this, before we get into the fix here, is the Fed is doing something then in my lifetime, I'm 56, it's never done before at the level. It's unwinding their balance sheet, and I talked previously about that, but this is a big key. The Fed has bought our currency called treasuries. They're the biggest holder of treasuries. China used to be, but the Fed has taken the number one slot. Now they're going to be the biggest, and they are the biggest seller of our treasuries. They hold $4.5 trillion in treasuries and thing called mortgage-backed securities, which they use as assets to make money to inject in the system through quantitative easing 1, 2, and 3. And now they have to pull away the punch bowl, unravel the balance sheet, let the market stand on their own. And that's why we're having some problems this year. The market's not performing this year. Why? Because the Fed is upping the amount that they're selling right now. Every quarter they up it. When we get to the fourth quarter, they're going to be at full capacity of selling $50 billion a month. Next year, they're going to do $600 billion. They got to get rid of some around $3.5 trillion. So it's going to take a couple years. While they're doing this, they're raising rates, which will create this whole inversion where higher rates are lower than lower rates. Inverted yield curve is the term. That creates recession. So we're seeing all this happen. That's why they can't get rid of the balance sheet fast enough. But they don't want to do it too fast to cause market gyration or market volatility. Wow. So this is, they're trying to find the balance. And that's why you're going to have hiccups. That's why it's going to become an issue a year or so from now when rates are higher. And this is the plan that they are committed to doing, because they have to get their balance sheet down to be lean and mean, because they see the problem coming. So that's why you should take David out of the picture. The Fed sees this coming. Other central banks see this coming. Billionaires, 25 of them this year, I spoke at a conference saying this is coming. There's a conference going on, another one this year. As I speak, they're saying it's coming. So there's a handful that are saying it's not coming. That's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. As my dad said, that's what makes the world go round. But we've learned from 2008 to say, let's not ignore the problem. It was a problem then, but most people said it's not going to be a problem. Now they're starting to put a little bit of warning signs out there. The biggest investors out there are saying, we have seen some signs, not in the near future, but it will come, a recession, probably year to year and a half from now, if not by 2020. So it's coming, and preparation is the key.
It's, again, I want to get back to over the last couple of years. You're not one that always screams, the sky is falling, we're done for, hide under your bed, and all that. You've never actually, it's really funny because I tell people all the time, the precious metal guy doesn't push you know, 24/7 precious metals. You always talk about the different diversities you need to have, and you need to be invested in different things. Why don't you, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I know it's, like I said, it's not a sales thing, but in basic economic economics 101, where should people be putting their money? What should they be looking for so that they can weather the storm, that our storm when it hits?
Well, first of all, Joe, I never put precious metals first. I say take care of your debt is the first and most important thing, because what good is it to have precious metals rise as 10-20%, but you're paying a 24% on your credit card? That makes no economic sense. It's just sheer simple math.
But so, I got my TV early. I've been able to enjoy it for the last 2 years. All right.
Your TV debt, the sticker price was $3,000, is costing you $4,500 by putting on a credit card. So, I mean, that's what the problem is. It's a I want it now society. And now we're paying for it. The government is I want it now. But so get your debt under control, because as rates goes up, it's only going to make it more challenging. And as we move into recession and you have a debt structure, it's hard to make those bills. So I mean, you think it's hard now, it's going to be harder as rates goes up and we move closer to the recession, because people hold on to their money during those times, which makes less revenue for the economy. So get your debt under control. What am I saying? Get those credit cards paid down to zero. That's the first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. Most people live in a home. They got to pay for a mortgage. I'm not telling you to sell your house and don't have a mortgage. Okay, I think that's important. You still get a tax write-off.
Yeah.
If you have money beyond getting your debt under control, then get some money in the bank. Don't put it in the coffee can in the backyard like Joe. Sorry, Joe, to throw you under the bus. I don't have any coffee cans in my backyard, so don't come looking for me.
I would got plastic ones just so they wouldn't
rot. I don't have
any
money in my backyard, okay? I got a nice backyard, but there's no money in it.
Yeah.
So anyway, get some money in a savings account 3 to 6 months in case we have a major recession. It saved a lot of people grief last time.
Yep.
Now, diversify. Get some money in stocks. And be very careful about that, because you're buying at an all-time high market. That's showing some challenges. But there are ways of making money in stocks right now. And get some metals. And I get it. Gold's not going up. But investing is not done for the now. It's done for the future. And you got to determine if you're a buy-and-hold person or if you're a trader. If you're a trader, gold is not for you. And it might sound contradicting myself. This is a buy and hold when you get metals. Stocks really should be a buy and hold, but we're not quite in that environment because there's different ways of investing in stocks, and I'm not a financial planner, but I've invested in stocks a lot over the years. We're in a different environment in stocks right now. Got to be really choosy. Get some research done. There's places you can go. You can, and I'm not endorsing these companies, although I'm a spokesperson for TD Ameritrade. I'm a contributor, not a spokesperson. Clarify that. I'm a contributor. They call me and they want to interview me about what's going on in the economic environment. We talked a little bit about metals too. So, you can go to there, sign up with them, get an account with them. I used to have a Scottrade account, TD Ameritrade recently bought them out. But, you get some education from the people in the know in those areas and learn. Just like you would learn about precious metals, just like you learn about this plan. Put some money in these different areas. That is what will save you some grief down the road.
Well, I agree with you. And this is why guys like you hang out, or I hang out with guys like you, because you're so knowledgeable. And it's not a pressure thing. That's what people need to understand. But, hey, you got to get David's new newsletter that's out. It's titled Tariffs, the Untold Story, Part 1, which means there's a Part 2, so you have to pay attention. The newsletter talks about David's 8 previous predictions that came to pass. Also, David gives 2 future in-depth predictions. Now, you can't do that just sitting on your couch. You have to do one of 2 things. Head over to LandmarkGold.com and check it out there, or call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. David, really appreciate the time you've taken in explaining all of this to the listeners. Really, really do. And what I probably will eventually do is put the whole series up in one big podcast so people can actually grab it, pull it down, and listen to it over and over again. And again, thank you so much for being with me, David.
You're very welcome, my friend.
Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, man.
Eating is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?